it, everything you got it in you. Don't stop, I can see the finish line. One shot, are you gonna take it? Are you gonna take it this time? One life, don't let it pass you by. See that wildfire in your eyes. Keep on burning, keep that dream alive. Can't let go of what you got inside. Maybe it's crazy, maybe it's meant to be. Who says you gotta have it all figured out? Who says you'll never feel alone?
From Moonee Moonee to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate will twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
To be with you.
1032.
Delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
My son's disability means he needs help, but he still wants to feel independent.
Make your own choices with LifeLift Care and experience the world of independent living. LifeLift Care is your local NDIS provider. They connect you with top allied healthcare providers and assist with community participation and daily tasks.
LifeLift Care helps my son live his life to the fullest.
Station sponsor, LifeLift Care, lifting lives place with heart. Visit lifeliftcare.com.au.
A sponsorship on Hope 103.2 is a great way to promote your product or service. But we're biased, so perhaps it'd be better to hear it from one of our sponsors. Here's Pete from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
People do hear the sponsorship and respond. I get feedback all the time from listeners. I've been parked at traffic lights only to hear my catchphrase from the car beside me. Ooh, he's a good boy.
Find out how you can get similar results. Contact our sponsorship team today. Visit hope1032.com.au.
Hope
1032.
True. Say you say.
much doubt, it makes me so tired. I feel so uninspired. My head is battling with my heart. My logic has been torn apart, and now it all turns sour. Come sweet in the every afternoon.
I was down on my luck, I was stuck, I was running around broken hearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could've run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been taken back to the center. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame. Won't out of the desert and drown in the power of love.
1032.
Sun is filling up the room and I can hear you dreaming. Do you feel the way I do right now? I wish we would just give up, 'cause the best part is falling. Call it anything but love, and I will make sure to keep my distance. Say I love you when you're not listening. And how long can we keep this close to me? I'm having trouble breathing. I'm afraid of what you see right now. I give you everything I am, all my broken heartbeats, until I know you'll understand. And I will make sure to keep my distance.
Time with Hope 1032.
I wonder maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong, wrong, wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. Till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun comes up and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun comes up and the dark. Handcuffs.
had to sleep through such a cold, cold, cold night to see it. A green flash is zipping right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, bone, bone. Start the healing. Oh, I danced through the blisters at night, and I left till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. And I sat till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun goes down, and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun goes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun goes up, and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you anymore. When the sun goes up, I can feel my
Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Here's Carl Faze with The Daily Nudge.
Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar writes books about how to be happy. He says we need to be an optimalist who can remain positive in whatever situation we find ourselves. This, though, seems impossible to do when things go wrong. Ben-Shahar uses three optimalist exercises he calls PRP. When he feels he has failed, he grants himself permission, P, to be human. He reminds himself that we can't be perfect in every situation. Next is reconstruction, R. He thinks back over his behaviour and sees the positive, what he has learnt. Finally, there's the perspective, P, which involves acknowledging that one mistake or failure really doesn't matter. Perspective is a great gift. Seeing our eyes through the eyes of the God of eternity gives us perspective for our failures and our future. We can all use a regular dose of PRP.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
And I
spring with Hope 103.2.
and the positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope 103.2.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind.
Out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2. Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life. Listen closer.
Hope 103.2.
I close my eyes and colors fly. There's no hiding from your grace. I can't deny your heart for mine. And it's unrelenting chase. I was on the edge of deception. Caught up in my own hesitation. Until your love took over.
Hope 103.2.
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further. This ain't lust. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, 'cause it was not said to you, and that's exactly what I need to do. If I end up with you, should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere. Oh, would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up, or should I just keep on chasing pavements? Should I just keep on chasing?
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling, the fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Donna Sirimana. Extradition proceedings are beginning after the arrest of a man in relation to Melbourne's Easy Street murders nearly 50 years ago. Carolee Katsimbanis has the details.
The 65-year-old dual Australian-Greek citizen arrested late Thursday evening at Rome Airport was identified as a person of interest back in 2017, but quickly fled Australia for Greece. The brutal crime saw 27-year-old Suzanne Armstrong allegedly stabbed 29 times and raped. Her 16-month-old son was found unharmed in his cot. Suzanne's housemate, Susan Bartlett, was also allegedly stabbed more than 50 times. The families of both women now living in country Victoria remain overwhelmed and stunned at developments, thanking detectives and Victoria Police for never giving up. Extradition proceedings to bring the accused man back to Australia are now underway. In Melbourne, Carolee Katsimbanis, Nine News.
A several-hour police standoff has come to an end in Melbourne overnight. Specialist police, including negotiators, were called to Erin Street at Richmond after reports a man was armed and damaging property around 9:30 last night. The area was locked down before the 47-year-old was arrested and taken to hospital for assessment. An initial report into